Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the enigmatic duo Mad Planet and their intoxicating debut CD, All Elephants. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today I'm happy to be giving it up for an electronic duo who call themselves Mad Planet. Comprised of singer and bassist Cooper Gillespie and drummer Greg Gordon, Mad Planet forge a sound that is equally as heavy on electronic grooves as it is on melodies and ideas. Their debut CD, All Elephants, is clearly the elephant in the room when it comes to all the other releases out there at the moment. With the album's gorgeously hypnotic sound topped with Cooper Gillespie's unmistakable purr, All Elephants is a CD that you're going to end up playing over and over again. I had a chance to speak with Cooper Gillespie and Greg Gordon of Mad Planet about their debut CD, and you'll hear that in just a few minutes. From the CD All Elephants, here is Mad Planet with Love Addicts. From their debut CD, All Elephants, that was Mad Planet with Love Addicts. Visit the duo at their official website, www.madplanetmusic.com. I had a chance to speak with Cooper Gillespie and Greg Gordon of Mad Planet over the phone. Here's how it went. Well, All Elephants is a great CD you guys have, and now that it's out there after all the work that has gone into it, how do you feel about the end result?
I think the end result, this is Greg Gordon, I think it's great. Very, very proud of it, very happy about it. We're looking forward to just moving up forward with it and, you know, hitting the road and touring with this record.
How about you,
yeah,
Cooper?
I really love the CD. It's cool. You can hear, like, where our band started and how we're, like, forming our sound and everything on it. And that's cool to me. I always like to go back and listen to bands I like their first CD all the way through and kind of hear how bands progress, and I don't know, I love this CD because it shows where we started from.
Yeah, and it's also, it's quite different from where we've come from our previous bands, you know, being a little bit more punk, and so I think we did a good job. I'm happy, proud of it.
Yeah, it's a lot different than our previous band.
Talk about the name of the album, All Elephants.
Well, that was, this record deals a lot with loss for me, and one of the losses that I had was losing one of my family members to a mental illness, and so we named the record All Elephants because when I would get letters from her, she's institutionalized, and so she wrote me a letter on the back of one of the worksheets from the institution, and on the worksheets, they have them do exercises, and this particular exercise said, what do all these things have in common? And, you know, it was Babar and Dumbo, and the answer was they were all elephants. So she had circled all elephants, and I thought that was a fitting thing to name the album since a lot of the songs are about, you know, missing her.
And talk about the genesis of this project. How did it begin? How did you two come to know each other and make this thing happen?
Well, we're both bartenders, and we started off meeting in a club, and she was in a band that needed a drummer, and so I joined them for a little bit, and my previous band, my bass player and I, started another band, and eventually, you know, after trying different members in that band, we eventually brought Cooper in, and Cooper was played bass and sang, and Tony, my former bass player, he was the DJ and coming up with the beats and stuff like that, and the sequences and synth parts. And eventually Tony decided to move on and like go more in DJing, and Cooper and I discussed it and was like, let's just keep the band, the two of us, and keep working at it. So that's how it started, is just by knowing each other.
How did music begin for each of you?
For me, I started playing music when I was a little kid through school programs. I played the flute starting, I think when I must have been about 7 or so, I started. And I played the flute all the way into college, and that was really sort of my musical experience, more classical type of music. And I'd always dreamed of, you know, being in a rock band or something, but it never really seemed like it would be a possibility, or I wouldn't even know what to do with a guitar, you know. And then what ended up happening was I decided, you know what, it doesn't matter if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to try to figure it out. And so I just tried to teach myself to play bass, and that's how I started playing rock and roll music, and it's the most fun. I love playing rock and roll.
How about you, Greg?
For me, it was I remember I was outside my house, my apartment, as a kid. I don't know, maybe like in fourth grade or something. And my mom just kind of, I was outside playing on the porch, and my mom just came out to me and was like, you know, asked me if I wanted an electric guitar. And I mean, just out of the blue, you know, my family was not musical at all, and so I was like, yeah, of course. So she ordered me an electric guitar and an amp. It came in the mail, and I didn't even know how to play it, didn't know how to even put the strings on it, didn't know how to make sound. But eventually I learned bit by bit, and then she bought my brother a drum set, and after a few years, I just realized I was a better drummer than I was a guitar player. So I went with that direction, and you know, the rest is history. I mean, I you know, started playing in bands as a drummer, and that's where all my stuff comes from. I mean, I write all the, or Cooper and I write all the bass lines and guitar parts and piano parts that you're hearing. But for me, it all still comes from drum beats and from patterns and rhythms. You know, that's my main focus of when I write, is creating a good groove.
I see. And explain, if it can be explained, the creative process between the two of you. How do these songs get written?
Well, I think they start off just with basic ideas. You know, I mean, there was one time I think Cooper woke, like, got up in the morning and was like, I had this dream about this song, and she kind of, you know, played, you know, came up with the bass line or, you know, was like, this is what I'm hearing. She went away for this, like, went to work that night, and while she was gone, I took the bass line and added some other parts to it and this and that, put a drum beat to it, and she came up from work and I was like, listen to what I've done, and she adds on to it, and then we start to, you know, then we just start to fine-tune it. It all comes from both of us. I mean, sometimes we're just sitting around jamming, sometimes one of us just, you know, notes come into our head, I guess. I don't know. Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think a lot of it is we usually come up with the tracks first and then add on lyrics and things. For me, it always helps when I'm writing to have my bass in my hand. Something about distracting myself playing bass, kind of allows my brain to sort of flow and just be open to whatever music is wants to come in my head, I guess.
I see.
I was just gonna say, yeah, everything's done here at our house mostly, in our rehearsal studio. But you know, everything's is born here in the house.
Visit the duo at their official website, www.madplanetmusic.com. From their debut CD, All Elephants, here is Mad Planet once again with Into the Deep. was this partnership a romantic one as well as a musical one, or no?
Yeah, we decided we liked each other more than just bandmates.
It's working out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds easier than hating each other like Eurythmics did, you know?
it works well because it's only a two-piece, and, you know, so it's like we could wake up and go, do you want to go rehearse today, or we could rehearse at whatever time feels good for us. You know, when we hit the road, it's just the two of us. You know, it's all contained. It's all nice and neat. It's perfect.
I see. And from the album, what songs resonate for each of you the most and why?
Well, I love I Live Alone. That's a track where our friend Sam came on and did a rap. And for me, that really sums up how I was feeling at that time. You know, just everything, you know, the feeling of sort of being all alone. And it was really, really fun to work with Sam and to sort of collaborate with him on that track. So that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, for me, it's track number 11, also called 11. It's just, I don't know, it sounds kind of like, for me, it's about, I wrote the lyrics on that one, and it's kind of about, like, you know, somebody dying and passing on, which happened to be my mother, and, you know, just being in a different place, and, you know, I don't know, that song just touches me. It just has a good feel to it. I like, the solo at the end was very, meant a lot to me as I played it and came up with it and developed that, and I'm very proud of that song.
And just listening to the album, it just seems to me like a lot of the songs lend themselves perfectly to some sort of visual accompaniment. Is there any plans to do a video for any of the music?
Yeah, well, actually, there's already a video for Love Addicts, which I think is the third or fourth song on the record, the third song on the record. And somebody shot a video for the second song on the record already, which you can both, called Into the Deep. You can see both of those on our website, madkindofmusic.com. And then we're looking to shoot another video for I Live Alone, the track that Cooper was just talking about. We should be shooting that later this month.
And we sometimes play shows with a video artist, and so that's cool to, you know, to play a live show and then to also have the video artist sort of feeding off of the music in a live setting and coming up with visual accompaniment to the music. So we do that sometimes.
And how have audiences reacted to the music in a live setting?
Oh, we get a lot of people saying, I can't believe there's only two of you. That's crazy because our sound is so big. So far, the reaction's been really great. People really seem to be enjoying the live show.
I know it's probably... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
I know it's probably a little too soon to ask this question, but what do you think is next for you guys musically?
Well, funny you mentioned that. Actually, right before you're calling, we're working on our next record right now. And once again, I'm sitting here at the keyboard and coming up with a solo for one of our songs. We just finished recording and laying down the drum tracks 2 days ago. And we're recording.
We have lots and lots of music that seems to be coming up all the time, so we figured, why not write another record?
Yeah.
And what would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard All Elephants?
Ooh, I would like them to feel a sense of hope. I mean, when I wrote a lot of these songs, I was in a pretty, you know, a sort of a dark hole, and it was scary to feel like maybe there wasn't anyone else that has felt like that. Although, and what I learned is through going through that experience is a lot of people have had a really severe depression in their life, and it's okay. And so I would hope that if people listen to the music, if they're in a place like that, they can feel a sense of hope, like they're not the only person that's ever felt like that, and that you do get through it. And if they haven't experienced something like that, then I just hope that they just think, you know, enjoy the music.
Yeah, I'd say I just hope people enjoy it. you know, put it on and enjoy listening to it.
Visit the duo at their official website, www.madplanetmusic.com. From their debut CD, All Elephants, here is Mad Planet once again with I Live Alone. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Cooper and Greg of Mad Planet and to Christina Parker of Noise NYPR. Visit the duo at their official website, www.madplanetmusic.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.